On this edition of Sports with Perk, Dave Hyde, all-around good guy, esteemed columnist. You know, what else can I say about you, Dave?
You better say good things, Perk. That's right. Come here, welcome. Spending time with Perk.
Exactly. That's what we should call it, time with Perk. Dave, Miami Dolphins doing some, I guess they did some good things in the offseason, and then were kind of set back in the training camp and preseason here with injuries. Where do you see this team right now as far as being ready for the September 10th opener against Tampa Bay?
Summer from hell. It really was. You lose their quarterback. You lose
middle linebacker.
Now you have questions on three-fifths of your starting offensive line and a backup in Craig Urbick, who's had issues.
Right.
You know, I'm not as optimistic now as I was a couple months ago. And you know, I hear Jay Cutler – and everybody's optimistic about Jake. I call it irrational optimism.
Yes, you wrote an interesting column about that.
And I'm not saying he wasn't the best option. I'm not saying he couldn't start on 8 to 10 teams out there. Mm-hmm. But I keep hearing, well, he'll be at least what Tannehill was. Tannehill has been over a 2-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio twice in his career. He had a 100.9 rating with Gaze for the final 8 games. Those are numbers in 11 seasons that Cutler hasn't reached. Now, maybe gets him this year. Right. I'm not saying it can't happen, but why would you expect it to happen is what I'm saying.
I expect it to happen because both of those quarterbacks in their 1 year under Adam Gase posted similar numbers, right? With Jay Cutler, the 21 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, career best 92.3 passer rating. Ryan Tannehill, 19 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, career best 93.5 passer rating. They're almost the same quarterback by numbers.
No, Tannehill 13-5 to finish the season. To me,
cherry picking, Dave.
No,
you're
no,
cherry
I'm not
picking.
Cherry, but you throw out the first 5 games last year for everybody. Everybody. All those stats are meaningless because they changed everything they did in the last, you know, what, 11 games,
right.
9 games, depending on how you look at. But you throw out the first 5 games and that's the team that they are in the last 9 games.
Wow, that's interesting. Defensively, Ray Maliluga reports he's overweight.
Be fine. That's fine. He'll be fine.
So you're not worried about a run defense that was 28th 2 years ago, 30th
that's
last year.
That's a different issue than worrying about Ray Maliluga.
Okay, but he's a big part of the run defense,
part
though.
Of it. Yeah,
a big part of the new run defense, I'll say.
You just need to see it happen. Now, in the first 2 preseason games, the starters in there against when and look, limited sample size and all that, they've been fine. They've been good.
Yeah.
I mean, 7 yards on 4 carries last week. So you want to see that progress. And they've made – look, William Hayes, run stopper. Maliluga, he'll be fine for a 1-year replacement for Raekwon McMillan.
Yeah, Lawrence Timmons.
And then the surprise – yeah, it's Lawrence Timmons, the surprise of – training camp, Devon Gotcha. We'll have to see how he holds up. But you get Rashad Jones back.
Right.
I think their run defense will be fine. In fact, now we flip back to how's their pass defense going to hold up?
Yeah, you know what? I have faith in the pass defense, Dave. This is a unit that was 15th in the league last year in pass defense and yards per game. They returned 3 of the 4 starters, you could say, from the base and 4 of the 5 from the nickel, and that's counting Xavien Howard as a starter. I know Tony Lippett started 13 games. Xavien is pretty much a starter. I'm okay with the secondary.
Well, I think they'll be very fine in the second half of the year once T.J. McDonald gets in there.
That dude
Nate Allen is not a starter in the NFL. He's a good guy to have on your team, good special team, good fill-in, but – We're going to see how this goes in the first half of the year.
Adam Gase, Clyde Christensen, the offensive coordinator, Matt Burke, the defensive coordinator. You almost tricked up the offense and the defense last year to make up for injuries. Rashad Jones not there, Mike Pouncey not there, Tannehill at the end of the year, the tight end Jordan Cameron out. You know the injury list. What can these guys do? What will they have to do as the season progresses, do you think?
Well, we know what Adam Gase can do. We saw a lot of finding matchups for everybody across the board.
And he can acknowledge when the power running game should be the focus.
And look, and he went away from what he likes to do last year.
Exactly.
So you know he'll go out of the box and think that way. Look, Vance Joseph, what he did with the defense was really interesting. They were an awful defense. Awful he parlayed day. That into a head coaching job.
Exactly. So, exactly. He got it to work. How did he get that team to the playoffs? How did he help? Look, it's incredible.
So I think Matt Burke has better talent, healthier talent, yeah. certainly, this year. So they should be fine.
The Philadelphia game, they should have 20 of the projected 22 starters out there. Left guard, we don't know who's going to start. Middle linebacker, Ray Malaluga. How should they feel when they come out of that Philadelphia game? Is this just, okay, let's get a read on things? Or is this, the run defense didn't do well, the Cutler to Jarvis Landry connection didn't do it? Is it specific or is it general coming out of the Philly game?
I think we're still general. With Cutler getting a feel for where is everybody going to be, getting you would like to see Julius Thomas make a play or two.
He's been the invisible man, hasn't he?
Jordan Cameron.
Yes.
And I keep hearing the same things we heard about Jordan Cameron. Oh, he'll be fine.
Once the season gets going right.
Maybe he'll be fine. But I still think we're in the general phase. The defense. Yeah. I would still go back to what was the number one thing they had to improve on last year. We talked about the run defense. Yep. You'd like to see that emerge, continue what they did the first couple weeks, even without Malaluga in there. So, but I think we're still in the general. It's preseason.
All right. So we don't want to scoop our football preview section and our predictions.
No, let's go. If anybody's watching, let's let it out there.
All right. What did you predict for the season record? I picked 9-7.
I picked 9-7 too, but I went down from 10-6 with all the, I was on the bandwagon of Tannehill's going to have a breakout year.
Yeah.
With everything that
with Jay Ajayi and
et cetera,
and all that. Yeah.
The offensive line will be fine, and now I'm. Look, 9 wins is still optimistic compared to what's going on in Vegas.
Right, exactly.
They're like seven to seven and a half.
It's like, yeah.
And they're usually on the ball.
It is. All right, Dave, last thing real quick, team MVP. I'm going Jay Ajayi again. I think he is the most important single factor to that offense. He helps Cutler. He helps the offensive line, passing game, everything.
And he led the league in
yards after contact.
Yeah. So. Boy, I'm gonna have to come up with somebody different.
No, you can agree with me, Dave. I'm right.
He's
you
the
can
one
agree.
Guy they can't lose.
Right. That's
and
what I
if
say.
That is most valuable, he was their identity last year, offensively and as a team wise. Because look, the offense had to score points to win. So, I'm going with Ajayi too.
Yeah.
Until someone else, breakout year would have to be Devontae Parker from what we've seen in the summer.
Yep. All right. That's it for this edition. That's Dave Hyde. I'm Chris Perkins. You're watching Sports with Perk on SunSentinel.com.